here at the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit, speaking with Bob Dineen, who is president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, what do you think about the crowd here?
Well, I think it's terrific. It's not just a large crowd, it's an energized crowd. I think they recognize just how important this year is going to be. And I think everybody's gearing for the fights.
And you were one of the speakers here this morning, and what was your main message to them?
Well, I was just trying to tell them that, 2011 is going to be an important year. We got a short-term extension of the tax incentive in December, and that was a good thing. Thank you, Chuck Grassley. Thank you, President Obama. But, that was a one-year extension. It teed up a very important debate for this year that I think is going to determine the future of ethanol and biofuels in this country, if not around the world, because there are lots of folks that don't want to see us to continue to grow. And, we just need to get ready for that fight.
We also heard from Newt Gingrich, which really fired up the crowd. What did you think about his address?
Well, Newt Gingrich has been a very thoughtful political leader for decades now. And I don't think people appreciate just how intuitively he understands the role that ethanol can play in our energy security, in our economic development opportunities for the Midwest, and our environmental policy. But he gets it. He understands it. And he wants more ethanol used. He made some very important points about increased flexible fuel vehicle use as being an issue of national security and consumer choice, and that should be a no-brainer. He clearly recognizes that ethanol has an incredibly important role in the nation's future fuel mix, and I think he had some rather pointed and thoughtful comments today.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about his comments about the EPA?
Well, I think some would say that he decided that the EPA should be renamed the Environmental Solutions Agency. Some at EPA and others might say that that is indeed what they're trying to do. I think it's just a matter of perspective. But the fact of the matter is, I think he does recognize that regulators have perhaps been getting in the way of progress in innovation with respect to renewable fuels. And if he were in charge for a day, he might make some changes and make sure that that doesn't happen anymore.
New report out from the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association today about the impact of renewable fuels and really the standing of Iowa as a renewable fuels producer. Tell me about that.
Well, I actually haven't seen the report, but the analysis that we've done for 2010 actually revealed something I thought was rather interesting, and that is that Iowa alone, as a state, is now the third largest ethanol producer in the world, behind only the United States and Brazil. If you even take the Iowa production out of the United States numbers, the U.S. would still be number one, Brazil number two, and Iowa now number three, and Iowa is coming up fast on Brazil, so watch out.
Great state to be in, and thank you very much, Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association here in Des Moines. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.